Illumination. Poetry brings out our gentle heart. Oh, how true that is. Poetry brings out our gentle heart. When we read poetry because we find poetry to be a delightful reading. Poetry is a delightful experience for all of us. Poetry is something that makes our heart feel so complete, so warm, so wonderful. And that's just who and what we are. Each one of us writes poetry every moment of the day. We open our eyes and we look out at the world and we see the world and we think, what a lovely world. We look at the world and we say, what a beautiful garden my world is. And as we say, what a beautiful garden my world is, we are saying that our world is a beautiful place to be. We're saying that our world is a happy place to be. It's a pretty place to be. It's a lovely place to be. It is a harmonious place to be, a super harmonious place to be, because it is the poetry of our life. Poetry brings out our gentle heart, our gentle nature, our gentle thinking. And as the poetry brings this out and reveals this in our life, it says to us wonderful, powerful, joyful, happy things. How does poetry speak to you? How does poetry speak to your illumination within yourself? Do you love to rhyme? Well, rhyming is not poetry. Do you love to sort of just speak in harmonic words? That's not poetry. Poetry is when your eyes behold something so beautiful, you are speechless for words to describe what you behold in your eyes. Poetry is when you walk down the street and you can hear the birds singing. You can see them lighting in the trees. You can, even if you have poor hearing, you hear the birds. You hear them in your heart. You hear them in your soul. You hear them in your gentle heart. And as you hear these birds and as you hear their song rings out a poetry within you. We say, well, poetry should be words. Poetry, no. We say a tennis player playing a beautiful game of tennis is poetry in motion. We say a dancer on the dance floor is poetry in motion. That dancer or those dancers are moving so gloriously, so harmoniously, so symphonically together that as you watch them, your heart just says, oh, oh. And then you don't only say, oh, oh. You enter into the dance with them. You are one as them. You are them. You are the poetry. Because all poetry that we observe comes from us, is shown forth in the world around us, and is ours once again, as we've reviewed again. We look at children at play, and we hear the little twitter of their voices. They're a short distance away, but we hear their voices. We don't hear what they're saying, but we hear the poetry of their thinking together. We hear the poetry of their actions together. We are always living in a constant state of poetry. Because as the children musically come back to us, though we don't understand what they're saying, we know what they're saying because the sound, the music, the poetry that we hear in our hearts and our voices and our being, we know that it is good and very good. We can look all around the world. We can look at the beautiful skyscrapers and say, what poetry in motion those things are. We can look at the beautiful gardens. We can look at the hay fields. We can look at the corn fields. And the corn is as high as an elephant's eye. And it's looked like it's climbing right up to the sky. That's poetry, that's music, that's lovely thinking, that's lovely acting, that's lovely being. If I, every minute of my life, look at everybody as active poetry, if I look at every being in the entire world as poetry in motion, and I see them harmoniously living with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones, I harmoniously live with my family, my friends, and my loved ones, I feel absolutely wonderful all the time. I feel this poetry alive within me. I feel the poetry alive around me. I am the creator of the poetry. The poetry need not have words. It need not have ideas or thoughts that we have about it. It's an attitude of mind. It's a feeling of mind. It's a sensation in our business life, in our world life, in our social life, in our personal life. It's an attitude. And that attitude is one of peace and harmony and love. That's an attitude that says to me that all is right with the world, and I am right with the world, and the world is right with me. How often have you written poetry? Have you ever taken a time and sat down just to write some happy thoughts that you had? And you want to tell your friends about the beautiful garden you just observed. And you say, it was a beautiful garden. All of the flowers were so glorious. The sunflowers were standing there with their big yellow heads, standing, looking up at the sun and looking all around and saying, this is my garden. I am the senior flower here. And the roses bursting off of their vines, the roses bursting off their bushes, each a different color, each talking a different area of my love, each a different poetic form in my heart. And I look at the conflagration of colors like a great fire, like a great roaring blaze, an active, beautiful circumstance. The colors of blues and reds and orange and yellows and browns and all the colors that I could ever imagine, and many white. And I look at them, and I see them as poetry in motion. I see them as the revelation of beauty and goodness in my life, as a revelation of all that is fantastic and all that is exciting and all that is marvelous. And as I see this and as I know this, I am illumined. I am illumined. Yes, 7 billion people on the face of the earth are poets. 7 billion people on the face of the earth tell the story of their life, tell the story of who and what they are, of what they see and what they know of themselves, through the vision of poetry. Poetry is the smile on our face. Poetry is the joy in our heart. Poetry is the love in our soul that oozes forth under all circumstances, making everyone everywhere feel all is good and very good. Today I choose to be more aware of the poetry that I am. Today I choose to be more conscious of the poetry that I am. I choose to be more aware that the poetry that I am is the same poetry that's in all other beings. The same poetry that lives, moves, and has its breath in 7 billion people on the face of the earth today. And all of us live in this feeling of poetry. All of us live in this feeling of oneness. All of us feel in this beingness of beauty, of harmony, of joy. All of us know that this is who we are. And because we know this is who we are, that is what we express every moment of our life. Thank you. I love poetry. I see all my world poetry, flowing, ebbing, tiding, joining with the wonderful gift that all life has to give. And I see 7 billion people on earth, each one a poet, magnificent, just like I am. And that's what it's all about. Poetry brings out the gentle heart. My illumination reveals this to be true for me in all areas of my thinking, in all areas of who I am. Have a lovely day.